Bill Duncanson with us. Apparently some problems with certain people in the parks, 400 block, Big Bull Falls. What's happening?
Yeah, that we've had an increase in people coming to the parks, doing a lot of drinking and having all kinds of poor behavior related to that. Everything from passing out, getting sick in public, loud, obnoxious words being passed, fighting, urinating in public. It's gotten to a point where something needs to be done to return the parks to the positive people in our community.
Any proposals that may come out of this in the end?
Well, the change in the ordinance that occurred will allow us to remove people from parks that are not behaving appropriately using existing city ordinances. In addition, there's going to be consideration of a public intoxication ordinance coming up in the next week.
And from what I understand, the change in the ordinance will also allow the courts to make it a bond condition that they can't go back to some of these places that they've been behaving badly.
Actually, the bond situation is not related to the current ordinance. It's something that's been available in the past, and it's a tool that's now being utilized more than in the past.
Is this one of those classic cases where one or two bad apples ruin it for everybody?
Now, this is a case where there's a lot of good people, and we didn't want to go overboard and ban alcohol for everybody, so we're looking to use our existing ordinances, refine them, review them, and make them applicable so that we can deal with the individuals that are misbehaving.
Are you finding that it's the same group of individuals giving you problems?
And in this particular instance downtown, it seems to be a particular group. However, there are other circumstances, other events that happen in other parks and other areas where we have in the past found need to exclude people. However, with the change in the ordinance, it's a much more uniform procedure.